We're joined on the line by Imran Bokhasaw, who is an ASRI Senior Research Associate, who joins us on the line to talk about ward councillors. Imran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you also joining us on the program. Our discussion centers around ward councillors. Now, many people are still confused as to what are the election's about and who will they be voting for. Perhaps you can begin by outlining that and also outlining what are the roles and responsibilities of a ward councillor.
Sure. I think local government elections are critically important in the life of any nation. I think in many ways, this particular election or any local election is the sort of central pivot in a nation-building exercise. So I think while provincial and national elections are important, local government is often the closest sphere of government to people. So even if you have a kind of competency like education or health that might not be a local government competency, people often turn to local government. I think unfortunately in the South African context, local government is where we've also seen the most corruption. We've also seen the public purse looted the most, and I think this has impacted tremendously on the ability of local government to deliver. And what we've seen around the country is a whole range of protests. Some academics have called South Africa the most protest-rich country in the world. I think we have become accustomed to figures of over 5,000 to 6,000 protests per year. And I think, it's become second nature for us to talk about service delivery protests. But if time allows, I could unpack a little more the whole idea of service delivery protests and whether they are really service delivery protests and how they link to ward councillors.
Yes, perhaps you can go ahead with that immediately.
Yeah, I think, we need to realize that ward councillors serve the people. They are there to explain problems in particular communities to the people. I think, the job of a ward councillor is really to contribute to the development of a particular community. And in saying that, ward councillors are accountable to communities because they have been elected by them. Some may argue, that PR councillors are perhaps less accountable. In some ways that may be true, and they might be accountable to the party because the party placed them there. But I think the link to protest is, why do we have so many protests in South Africa? And I think the starting point is often, people talking about service delivery protests. And this assumption is shared across government, the academy, business, and NGOs. There have been problems with local government, a lack of capacity, too much influence over service provision by party interests, and in most instances, just outright corruption. But I think the one consistent problem we've had at local government is a sort of technocratic, top-down approach to governance. And I think local councillors here are often to blame that they haven't been communicating messages sufficiently to local communities. And they often take a very technocratic approach to governance. We've been placed in power and people know what we want. So the point I'm making essentially is that when we talk about service delivery protests, we should also maybe think whether they are not a crisis of service delivery, but a crisis of local democracy, where people's voices are not being heard. And I think if we dig deeper down, we'll come to realize that the bigger problem is that people are not having their voices heard. And I think that's a significantly huge problem in South Africa. People protest because, they often feel that their voices are not being heard.
Now, who are councillors responsible to?
Well, councillors have their primary responsibility to communities, because bear in mind, if we take a very pedestrian and simple approach to this, who has placed them in power? It's the people who voted them into power. And, PR councillors might be slightly different, and, they might be a kind of murky area around whether they're more accountable to parties. But essentially, councillors are accountable to the communities they serve.
And when they're not fulfilling their responsibility, how do community members hold them responsible?
Well, you know, we're meant to have ward committees and where communities are meant to participate in ward committees and bring these issues, you know, to surface these issues and get councillors, you know, voted out of their responsibility if they're not performing their task. But the reality is that often ward committees are not working. Remember that ward committees was an attempt in the post-apartheid order to allow for communities to participate more. So the problem that we have in South Africa is that in policy term, in legislative terms, and in constitutional terms, we have a very sophisticated paradigm and architecture for people to participate. But in reality, so theoretically we have it all right, but in reality it's not, you know, practically it's not working. And that I think is a huge problem. So I think, you know, if we have to think about this and in terms of how we move forward, ward councillors should ensure, number one, that they listen to communities, that they don't disappear after a victory in local governance, and that they are constantly accountable to communities, and that they are listening to the plight of communities. I think if they are able to communicate to communities that there may be times when we are, you know, that particular municipality might not be able to deliver, and if they're able to articulate that clearly to a community might opt to listen rather than protest. And if you look empirically in research terms as to why people take to the streets and burn things and burn down municipal buildings, because they often argue that they're not being heard and that the formal processes of participation are not working. So they're opting for another democratic right, and that democratic right is to participate through protest. But the huge problem in our context is that those protests often turn violent. And I think if we had a greater level of effective participation, then we might not see the number of protests that we are seeing today.
We really appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Imran, jazakumullah khair for chatting to us.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
That was Imran Bakhisa, who is a senior researcher at Asrin, talking to us about a good counselor and a bad counselor, their responsibilities and how to hold them accountable.